The Mishnah begins with a mission, a command that seems almost crazy, almost insane to try to actually live up to. We read the opening words, Al Churban Beis HaMikdash Ki Horas V'Chihudash, on the destruction, the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed, that was trampled. And then the Paitan says, Espod B'chal Shana Mispeit Chadash, I'm going to give a new hesped every single year, ala kodesh v'ala mikdash. We've heard the phrase, the Gemara Yevamos, we've heard the phrase a couple of times this Tisha B'Av, or from learning in general, that the avelus of the Beis HaMikdash is described as an avelus yeshana, an old avelus for the calendar, say 1946 years, 1,946 years ago, kemet 2,000 years. Avelus yeshana, but yet we're told over here, it's not like that. Espod b'chal shana mispeit chadash. We're supposed to be able to give a brand new eulogy every single year. Every single year. On a personal level, many of you who were here last summer, remember I lost my father, Alav Hashalom, a little bit over a year ago. I finished the year of Avelos on Shiva Asir Patamos. Move straight into the other kind of Avelis, the Avelis Yeshana. Rachmana Leitzlan and Al Tiftach Peh, but the thought of repeating a year of Avelis again and again and again, when it's something that hits home, when it's something that's close to your heart on a personal level, it's something that the MS is, certainly, again, like we said, don't want to know what that means and aren't interested in knowing what that means. But that's difficult. And yet we're told the Beis HaMikdash, we actually have an ability, Espod b'chal shana mispeit chadash ala kodesh ala mikdash. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we make it alive for us, so to speak? Now, so we look at the rest of the keynote. There's something very interesting that comes out. And two different main points we're going to try to describe. The first is that the keynote from the second paragraph on Ant, Yisoser, you went into hiding. And the beginning of every one of the paragraphs following that is written in an order that the Chazal referred to as a Teshrak, in the opposite, backwards, alphabetical order. Starting from Tav, Tisaser, ending in the last part of the Kinah with an Aleph. You go straight back, you end up back when you get to Obar and the Mashchisim, in the last paragraph of the Kinah. Tav through Aleph. There's a very, very important remez, a very important allusion that's there in that order. The Aleph base, Aleph through Tav, when we go in order, according to Chazal, represents very, very simply and obviously the concept of Seder, things that are in order, things that are the way they're meant to be. Hashem created the world using the letters of the Aleph base, Aleph through Tav. The world has a Seder, the world has an order, there's a sense, there's a logic, there's an understanding, a system that's there in the world. That's the way things are meant to be. Things are meant to be. Yet the Chazal teach us that all the events revolving the Churban have very, very closely connected to a lack of order in the Aleph Beis. We'll explain. Moritz and Sanhedrin point out that, and it's again, it's very surprising when you first hear this, when we want to speak about all the things that were done wrong, the root of the Chet of the Maragim, where this all came from, the Gemara says something very, very surprising. So I had to look it up afterwards. The Gemara says what the Maragim did wrong. What did they do wrong? How did this all begin? They were makdim the peh to the ayin, the peh to the ayin. Now we know in the Aleph Beis, we have first, you have an ayin, then you have a peh, and they go on through the letters, and they did something wrong. They put the opposite. They put the peh before the ayin. They said things about Eretz Yisrael. They said things with their mouth, which weren't really true. They perceived Eretz Yisrael in one way. They looked around. They saw things off. They saw things wrong. They didn't understand the Darkei Hashem. They walked around into Eretz Yisrael and they saw people, we know from Rashi and Chumash a couple of weeks ago, they saw people burying many, many people in Eretz Yisrael, and they thought this is a crazy, evil, horrific kind of a place, and they didn't realize the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing for them by causing distractions, that they should be able to walk safely through their trip and mission here to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't realize they saw big fruits. They thought everyone's who knows what, large and gigantic and scary over here. They didn't realize the Chazdei Hashem, that when everything that was going on, Higdimu Pe'la Ayin, they came back with a bad report in their mouth, which wasn't really true based on the reality. Because of that, the Chazal say, the world went into disarray. If we look back to the Megillas Eicha, most of the Prakim of Eicha are written in the Seder of the Aleph Beis, with the Pei and the Ayin in reverse, though, to be Marameis us, that same idea. It all started from a simple little disruption in the Seder of the way things were meant to be. Look around the world, there's a Seder, there's an order, there's a plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things, Hashem is running, governing it, the way the world is supposed to work, and they didn't see what was going on in front of them. They messed up one little deviation. Peh and Ayin, the Peh spoke before the Einayim, actually saw and integrated, understood what was going on, and boom, everything was downhill from there. And then the Kina comes and tells us that once you're on a downward slide, it's very easy to hit rock bottom. There's the exact opposite Seder. We can be in a state of total disarray, tough through Aleph, the backwards Aleph. There's no Seder, there's no order. Things seem to be so totally blasted out of the way it's supposed to be. It's unreal. But yet, when we look carefully through the Kina, we see something that's very, very important. As much as we love Seder, and we all like order, we all like things to be comfortable, let's call a spade a spade. We were happy to come back to Beit Meir, Erev Tisha B'Av. If you think about it, man, it doesn't make so much sense. We were here for Sacha Kol 2 days before we left. It was nice up there in the Golan. Why are we so happy to be back? Because this is our home. We expected to be. We wanted it to be like this. We thought these were our rooms. We thought this was this good. We love Seder. And when Seder is off, and when the system doesn't seem to work, we get very, very unnerved. We get very, very bothered. And the Kina teaches us over here a major, major yesod about life and the world and how we're supposed to relate to the Churban Beis HaMikdash that's going on right over here and right now. We're going to point to a couple of the paragraphs. If you try to read carefully through them all, you'll see, though, this theme, but we're going to speak out the ones that are the clearest in this avenue. You go three paragraphs in Shnei Mikdashim Eshev B'Maylo U'V'Mata Ze'el Gabezeh Ha'afolo Ba'alata. The two levels of Beis HaMikdash, the one up on high, the one below, the heavenly Mikdash, the one in our world, one on top of each other, Ha'afolo Ba'alata, were put into a mysterious, gloomy darkness. V'namta, but you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acharish, I'm going to be silent. As a pack, I'm going to hold back. Ve'abita, I'm going to stare. I'm going to watch and see. Observe what's going on. Down below in this world, we saw a churban. We saw a destruction taking place. And the king is going to describe how the Umos HaOlam came into the Beis HaMikdash and they had this plan, they were going to do this and that. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu here says, you're all making a mistake. Acharish is a pack, a bita. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm holding myself back over here. I'm allowing this to happen. This is not random. This is not some guy coming in and destroying a Beis HaMikdash. It's not without rhyme or reason. We mentioned a little bit later on in the Kina, we're going to tie the two stanzas together. A couple lines later, L'cha HaKoach V'HaGevura. You really, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara describes, had the most incredible Gevura. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Yuma that every time in Shemoneh Esrei we say the words Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, the Gevura, the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that he holds back, watching crazy things going on, and like we just read, is quiet, doesn't get involved, he lets things go, but he's governing, he's watching. But listen to that Gevura. V'namu, but what did people say down below in this world? Otsar, we, or they, the Umas Olam's response was, Otsar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stopped. Look, we defeated him, we overcame him. And the imagery, the idea that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam watching the world, but not just watching, but getting involved in everything that's going on. Two paragraphs earlier, going backwards a little bit, like the Kina, we say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw them coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, is the Medrash that the Paitan is quoting, Arbi Gacholam B'Devir Mahalchos, Hashem sent four burning coals down into the Beis HaMikdash, and he said the way the Medrash describes, I can't let them destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It's not true, it's not them that's doing it. I'm the one who's running the show. I'm the one who's burning the Beis HaMikdash. I'm the one that's involved with everything that's going on. And so on and so forth. When you read through, the king describes each one of the kelim, what they did with this part of the Mikdash, with this particular kli that was there in the greater Beis HaMikdash. But line after line, you always find a reoccurring theme. They looked at it one way, And Kadosh Baruch Hu says back from behind that voice that we're looking to hear, no, 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 no. This is really me that's watching the entire thing. This is me holding back. We describe Melech Asur Barahatim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was shackled up, was chained up to the beams on the roof. He put himself in those shackles. I'm going to hold back. I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to let this pass because there's a bigger picture that's there. Omer the Mashchisim, the last stanza, the Aleph. We come back home. Omer the Mashchisim, Hashem says to those who destroyed the Mikdash, Chamasi Tachti, I let go all of my anger. Esididus Nafshi, Bekaf Oyver Nasati, and even let my beloved people, Am Yisrael, be put into the hands of my enemies. But understand one thing, Azavti is Bezi, Benachalosi Notashti. And the reason why this is all there is because I call the shots. I'm the one who abandoned my house. I'm the one who had deserted my nachala, my inheritance here in Eretz Yisrael. This is all me. This is not you. This is all me that's going on. We live in a world where it's so difficult to be able to see what's going on behind the scenes. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Mashal Ma'ad Dabar Dom, a person sitting, watching a video, watching a movie. And there's a group of people sitting here, and there's a screen going on over there. And obviously the people on the screen don't understand and don't realize that they're just in a movie. It's a fake. It's not real. The people, we're sitting observing, we're watching what's going on, but there's all this stuff going on the screen. And the world that we live in is the same way. We're living through a movie. We're living through a show. We don't see, we don't always understand, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there saying, I'm the one that's calling all of these shots. And I'm the one that has a plan and a system that's here behind all of the seeming randomness and the madness that's going on. These past couple of weeks, again, I think we were relatively well shielded from the news, but there were so many crazy things that went on in the world around us that you listen and you say, what's going on? A movement made to accuse Israel of war crimes because we didn't give the Hamas terrorists the technology to build their own Iron Dome system to protect them from the bombs that we were shooting in defense of the fact that they were shooting us. And that's wrong, and we're going to be held accountable. Again, it's not going to happen. But a movement was like, isn't that insane? Isn't that crazy? We did something wrong by not giving them the shields that we had to be able to protect ourselves from that. Crazy. The world walks around looking at Klal Yisrael as Yedidus Nafshi, bad and evil and nuts. Look at what's happening in Eretz Yisrael now. Right? Do we realize that all the things that are going on around us are the Ribbono Shalom saying, Nachalasi Notashti, I'm taking a step back. They think they're doing this, and they're calling this shot, and they're passing a resolution, and they're building this, and they're... But no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything that's there. The idea that there's a method and a system in the madness. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there with us when things seem to be backwards. The tough becomes Aleph, and the Aleph disappeared, and it seems so far away. And there seems to be no order. But we're told to understand that yes, there's some big master plan that's going on. And as much as a human being can get into his mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something that he's looking for in all of this, that Hashem is something that he's trying to accomplish, and we can ask ourselves those questions, well, how did it happen? Why is it like this? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want this? What's my own personal involvement? We know the answers. We've heard them so many times today. Averos and chatoim and a need to do tshuva and to get better. Sinas chinam and so on and so forth. When a person stops and says, it's not crazy, and it's not madness, and it's not a total lack of order, it's just a bigger picture that we're not getting. The tough and the olive is also a Seder. It's backwards, but it's also there. And Hashem is looking out for us, watching what's going on. Then we're able to come back to the beginning of the Kiyah and say, Espo b'chal shana misbeit chadash ala kodesh ala mikdash. When Chazal tells us that every door that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if it was destroyed in that generation. That becomes very, very real for us. There's something still going on. We still haven't perfected ourselves. We still haven't solved all of the problems. The Peh, the Ayin, and the Seder, knowing the way things are supposed to be. Us becoming perfect. Us trying to care about the Ribbono Shel Olam's plans. Those are some of the thoughts that accompany us when we're tasked with this mission of trying to create for ourselves a Misbeid Chadash. Achurban Beis HaMikdash, Kihoraz, Yes, but the first shot on the speech.